VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the Internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And thank you for joining us here today on Crosstalk. Ladies and gentlemen, what's unfolding in Afghanistan is tragic. I mean, within months of the Biden presidency, within weeks of his declaration, we see the total collapse of everything that American troops fought for is gone. To add insult to injury, your tax dollars paid for all the extensive military equipment and aircraft now in the hands of the Taliban. I mean, we're talking about hundreds of U.S. military vehicles, Humvees, the Max Pearl mine-resistant ambush-protected vehicles, that's the MRAPs, the U.S. Scan Eagle drones left behind. The list goes on and on and on. Afghani women and children at risk. The persecution of Christians is escalating. The Taliban is planning to declare Afghanistan the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan. Folks, you're going to be hearing discussion today on Crosstalk. You will not get from the national media, so we invite you to stay tuned. Joining us today, Usama Daktok, the founder of the Straight Way of Grace Ministry. He's a speaker on the daily radio broadcast, Revealing the Truth About Islam. He speaks fluent Arabic. He has translated the Quran into English. He was schooled in Islamic law. He is the author of Exposing the Truth About the Quran and Exposing the Truth About Jihad. Usama, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Brother Jim. It's always my joy, sadly, in such time as this, to be with you and all our wonderful audience.
I believe it's really important that we set really some, give people a foundation in as to what's going on and why it's going on. So let's define, first of all, Usama, who exactly is the Taliban and how did they ever come into power?
Taliban is a plural word for Talib, which is students. And that, sadly, in 1994, Saudi Arabia, the jihadi Saudi Arabia, under the influence of the U.S. Government, or under the, what do you call, the direction of the U.S. government, we established the group is called Al-Taliban, which is the students. And these were students in school where we allowed the Saudi to train them. These are Muslim schools, not just a normal school like I've been to school in Egypt, okay? I'm talking about Muslim schools, and to create these jihadi inside Afghanistan as much as Al-Qaeda, as much as any other jihad organization we allowed to came to exist, and for the purpose, obviously, to help us to fight the war against the Russians or the Soviet Union at the time. This is our ultimate goal, why we started these organizations. Sadly, because our ignorance of Islam, Allah, Muhammad, and these Muslim ideologies, we did not know that we are actually creating a bigger problem for us in the near future. And that's what we're doing today. We're harvesting the seeds which we planted in 1994 and around after that time.
My, so you're saying that we actually helped school these students that created this Taliban?
Sure, sure, because we needed somebody to fight the war for us against the Soviet Union. And we are not going to go and fight this war, so why not? The enemy of my enemy is my friend. And that is a very bad ideology. It's terrible, terrible decision we've been doing now for literally 50 years.
Well, take us back 20 years, if you would. Why did we go to Afghanistan in the first place? Why did we send our troops over there under the Bush administration?
Well, 20 years ago, we were attacked in America in September 11, and 3,000 Americans were killed. Once again, the same ignorance of the government of the United States of America under Donald Reagan, and that's what started the originally Taliban, came to exist in the President George W. Bush. And he thought that we can go on war in Afghanistan and Iraq to literally get Osama bin Laden, as if killing Osama bin Laden will end the war with Islam. And as I said 20 years ago, I repeat myself today. And by the way, I got these recorded in videos and sound bites in many stations all over this country. I said, our war against Islam is a spiritual warfare. If you do not know how to call your enemy, recognize who is your enemy, you cannot win this war. It is not a physical war to be won with bullets. So Mr. Bush did not listen to some person like me or people like me, and there are plenty of us, by the way, 20 years ago. So he thought to go to Afghanistan to get Bin Laden. Why? Because the Taliban were protecting Osama bin Laden, and they refused to give him to us because we did not give him enough evidence that he is involved in September 11. Well, we were there for 7 years under George W. Bush. Sadly, we found out later that he was actually not protected by the Taliban in Afghanistan, but he was protected in Pakistan. And what did we do? We didn't do anything, right? We continued to fight the war in Iraq and Afghanistan because we need bin Laden. And as I said then, I repeat myself, have we killed bin Laden in day one? We will still have the same problem today because it is not about killing leaders of Muslim jihadi. It is about fighting a spiritual warfare against the ideology, the beliefs of Islam, Sharia, Islamic law, which today is much greater than it used to be in the days of George W. Bush after September 11.
Can democracy fit in with any Muslim country? Is democracy, is that compatible with Islam?
Oh, I'll give you a good answer here. Any system of man-made law is considered illicit under Islamic law. For those for whose adherence, Allah already has provided the only law permitted, Sharia. Sharia, Islamic law, and Western style of democracy can never coexist in harmony. This is what is written in the book of the Reliance of the Traveler, which is the book of Sharia translated in English to the American people 30 years ago. Sadly, our politicians and our leaders in this country did not have time to read and to educate themselves. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. American people will continue to dig their own graves for themselves and their children by their own hands, simply because we choose not to talk about Islam, Sharia, what the Taliban or ISIS or Al-Qaeda or Fatah or Hamas or Hezbollah or Boko Haram or any of these people really believe. What is their ideology? What they're hoping to accomplish? And as long as we continue to be ignorant of this, we may think, oh, we can bring democracy to Iraq. As a matter of fact, we can bring democracy to Libya or Syria or any of these Muslim countries. And the reality is, this will never happen.
Tell us about the flag of the Taliban, brother.
Okay, it's the same flag of Al-Qaeda, it's the same flag of ISIS, it's the same flag of Saudi Arabia. It's a wide, big flag, now it's flying all over the country of Afghanistan. It has the word, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, which is, there is no God except Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Do you know, Brother Jim, we're teaching the same thing to our children in America.
Yes.
Literally, in every public school. We call this the pillar of Shahada. Muslims believe there is no God except Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Not realizing the words of the prophet of Islam, the self-proclaimed prophet Muhammad, who said he was commanded by Allah to engage in war against people until they say there is no God except Allah and Muhammad is a messenger of Allah. Which means if you are not going to submit and become a Muslim believer by saying the Shahada, we will kill you. And that's exactly the foundation of every Muslim believer of every Muslim country in planet Earth. And sadly, we don't talk about it in America in a negative way, but actually we teach it to our children in our public schools as if it is a wonderful thing. That's what Muslims really believe, boys and girls.
Well, and just to echo what you're saying here, Usama, I find it very interesting that a reporter for CNN said this about the Taliban soldiers. She reported, and they had some of the audio there. She said, they're just chanting death to America, but they seem, but she says, but they seem friendly at the same time.
Very friendly, yeah. We'll kill you. We'll kill you. You know, al-maut to America, it is now the most repeated, loud words in planet Earth in every Muslim country. You go to Iran right now, in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, in Egypt, in every Muslim country. This is a day to celebrate. What we're seeing right now, the fall of Afghanistan into the hands of the Taliban, it is a victory given by Allah to every Muslim, and that's why they shout, death to America. And by the way, if there's any other American in any other Muslim country, you better run for your life, because what we will do to you in Afghanistan will do to you in any other Muslim country. So get out of our land, because you are the infidel and death is to you.
Yeah, and you know, that's why it just was shocking to hear the CNN reporter say that. They're chanting death to America, but they seem friendly at the same time. Now, one day she was wearing traditional dress. This day she was wearing hijab.
She became a Muslima, because if she's not covering hijab, she most likely will be raped by some Muslim in these countries. So, and these people are just, I call them the useful idiots, the most dumb of the dumber of this country have ever produced. And God help us if we can have these people for another few weeks, not few months.
Usama Daktak, our guest here today. I was also shocked by a headline from Pamela Geller here yesterday, and it said this: rape of Afghanistan, Taliban go door to door, forcibly taking little girls to be sex slaves as sanctioned by the Quran. Could you give us more information about that?
Well, it is reality. What we tried to do in Afghanistan in the last 19 plus years, it was just literally a comedy. We're trying to teach the people of Afghanistan that women equal to men, women have rights, women can be educated, women can do this, women can do that. And the Taliban were sitting there listening, waiting for the day where they will have the upper hand and we will be a loser. And that's when they're going to practice the teaching of Sharia. Sharia does not say women to have any rights. When you hear right now the Afghanis saying, the Taliban in Muslim in Afghanistan say, we will give women rights, their rights according to Sharia. Women's right is to stay at their homes, Quran chapter 33, verse 33. That's a command of Allah Almighty to every Muslim believer. Women not to be educated. Muhammad taught them, do not teach your children how to read and write. Teach them to spin and to memorize chapter 24 in the Quran. Muhammad gave the sunnah, which Muslims must live by, at the age of birth. You know what the age of birth, that when the mama have a baby and they found out the baby is a girl. That is the right for some male to marry her, even though he will not be able to be involved with her sexually until the age between 8 and 9. So this is the right. The right for men is to beat his wife if he fears that she may rebel. The wife, the right for the wife, her voice equal to have in inheritance and in everything else. So here is the right given by Allah. And once again, Brother Jim, as we said earlier, no democracy, no man-made law will supersede Allah's law, Sharia. Therefore, we're not going to allow our children to go back to school. Remember 20 years ago when they were burning schools because they have girls in them? This is exactly what's coming to Afghanistan women and neighboring country as Muslim schools continue to have power and have the upper hand. It is the reality of Sharia, Islamic law, the ideology, which sadly you will never hear anything about it on Fox News, CNN, CBS, or any media, not yesterday, not today, not tomorrow.
So they are wanting to name this the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan. I think it's very important to note that that word Islamic is very important for them to have as a title of their country. That's giving ownership. This is owned under Islam.
Sure. They are the true Muslim believers who will take this country to a higher position. And God help us, who else is going to be working with this country in the next few hours to make them what they are designed to be? Because they got everything they need. I mean, literally, think about it. What have we have here? We got Mr. Obama, a few years ago, 3-5 Muslim jihadi, top Muslim of Taliban for Bo, that man who actually betrayed our soldiers and caused the death of 5 or 6 of our soldiers. I don't know exactly the number. And now Mr. O'Biden, and I call O'Biden because that is the continuing work of Obama in the White House, is giving them the entire country. This is one foolish decision after another. God help us.
Folks, keep in mind, the Taliban says, in essence, this Islamic law is not just for Afghanistan, but it's for all over the world. Jihad will not end until the last day, they say. What does that mean? We'll discuss more of that after the break. You're listening to Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, author and seminar speaker with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, since in the Garden of Eden, people were eating plants, and certainly insects died there, can we say that there was no death before sin?
Chris, creationists insist on the biblical doctrine that the wages of sin is death, and that Adam's rebellion brought death into a once very good creation which had no death. In doing so, we must be careful to use the right terms. Certainly Adam and Eve were commanded to eat fruit in the garden, and this implies plant death. It would also be difficult for Adam to avoid stepping on an ant as he walked around. But is this death? The Bible never uses the term living for plants or insects. It teaches that life is in the blood and speaks of the breath of life. Thus only air-breathing, blood-filled animals lived or died. Chris, there was no true death before sin. Let's go back to Genesis for our perspective on these things.
Thanks for joining us for Back to Genesis.
Taliban takes Afghanistan, our topic here today on Crosstalk. Usama Dakdak is our guest. He is founder of the Straight Way of Grace Ministry. He has been with us many times, warning about the truth about Islam. And friends, that's what we're seeing exhibited here. He has many resources. He has translated the Quran accurately into English. That's available through his website as well. His website, by the way, is thestraightway.org, thestraightway.org. And Usama, basically, you're telling people, if you've not been educated yet, you better get educated now as to what true Islam really is.
Well, Brother Jim, if we do not educate ourselves about that, a very important ideology, the teaching of Allah and the saying of Muhammad, for sure, we will be destroyed in America by the same ideology which we see now taking place in Afghanistan.
So the Taliban, they're giving a message to Americans, and here's what they're saying. Quote, it's our belief that one day Mahdiin will have victory, and Islamic law will come not to just Afghanistan, but all over the world. Jihad will not end until the last day. I'd like you to comment on that, and what do they mean by the last day?
Last day is the day of judgment, and Muhammad taught them in the correct hadith, the strong hadith by Sahih Muslim and Sahih Bukhari, that the day of judgment will not come until the Muslims kill the last Jew, the last Christian, the last infidel, the last anyone, everyone who will not say the Shahada. There is no God except Allah, and Muhammad is a messenger of Allah. That's why we see the Shahada on their white flag all over Afghanistan right now. Even the rock and the tree will cry out, oh, Muslim faithful, there is a Jew, you can take the word Jew out, and put an infidel hiding behind me, come and behead him. Brother Jim, when Mr. Bush went to war, he went to war against Iraq and Afghanistan to get rid of the terrorism, to get rid of bin Laden and his buddies. But guess what? He ended in the same 7 years while he was killing some of the leaders of Al-Qaeda, bringing Muslim Iraqi and Muslim Afghani to America. Many of them are Muslim jihadi. Now, years went by, and we went to war, and we captured so many of these people, as I said earlier. Mr. Obama frees them from Gitmo prison. These people should not live to come to America to interrogation. You want to learn something out of them, learn it there, and then kill them there with a bullet there. I'm not asking us to go in war, physical war, but if you're going to go to war, you need to do the right thing. Because bringing this jihadi to our prisons, and then you end up with somebody like Obama or Biden or whoever come literally, so they will free them. And so we are now sending the leaders to lead this movement in the Muslim world to continue with the jihad. The jihad will not stop there because their ultimate goal, as we read their own handwriting, in, for heaven's sake, in our court law cases, like in the case of the Holy Land Foundation trial, these people are here in America to establish the Islamic State in America. And instead of we stop them, no, what gives them America 30-plus Muslim jihad organizations today in America? These are jihadi organizations. Same thing as Taliban or ISIS or Al-Qaeda. They are right now in America building institutions all over this country and funded by our own money through Sharia finance, and they are taking over America. They are educating our children in our public schools about how beautiful and loving Islam is, and the future is America will fall under the hand of the Muslims, and Sharia will be practiced worldwide because it's called the Islamic State. Not the Islamic Muslim Arab or Afghani state, but the Islamic state for planet Earth.
Well, as you know, I mean, the release of prisoners has picked up again from Gitmo. I mean, we saw that happen systematically under Obama. And now, I mean, it was just announced in June, late June, that the first Gitmo prisoner under Biden was released. There's still 39 at Gitmo as well. But I believe this was one going back to Morocco, who's supposed to be under watch or surveillance there. But now you also have, here's a headline from MSN.com, House Democrats call on Biden to close Gitmo, Guantanamo, once and for all. They're pressuring him to close the Gitmo once and for all.
Don't worry, Brother Jim. All it takes is the wonderful leaders, which we have freed under Obama. He will capture 5-10 Americans of important ones in Kabul or any place as they are about to go to the airport. They'll capture them in their checking point. And then they will send a quick text message to Mr. Biden. Free everybody from your prison. And they will be free within a few hours.
Wow.
Trust me.
Wow.
This man is so coward. This man is so weak. he's like a comedy. He's like a joke. I don't think he even realizes what he's doing.
So we also have, as the Taliban has been going through Afghanistan, they also have been going into the prisons and freeing people who are captured and imprisoned in Afghanistan as we speak.
It is the norm, action, Brother Jim. This is exactly what happened in my home country, Egypt, a few years ago, when the Muslim Brotherhood took over Egypt by the help of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, and within hours, every Muslim prisoners in our prison system, I talk about Muslim Brotherhood, were free. Not just they've been free, they became the leaders of Egypt. I promise you, every man who spent a day in prison in Afghanistan, when he will be set free by the Taliban, he's not just going to go home. He's going to be in the new parliament. He's going to be in the new government who is going to control the country of Afghanistan. And what scares me is this, Brother Jim. I have to say this is very important. Now we're going to bring thousands and thousands of Muslim Afghani, and I say Muslim before the word Afghani because they're Muslim first, to America. As it was the same case with Obama in Iraq, we left Iraq, we left our tanks and our airplane and every weapon we had there for the Muslim of ISIS. It is the same thing. Oh, Biden is leaving Afghanistan quick and rush, leaving them the weapons they need, and he will continue to bring Muslim jihad to America. And you cannot say, don't bring these people. They translate for us. They help our soldiers. We have to support our allies. Yeah. They are Muslims. Hello? They are Muslims. A baby lion does not stay a baby lion. They grow up and be a vicious lion, and they will chew on you and your children. So there is no such a thing as they are our ally. Even as we will bring these people to America, we'll have no clue who else is coming with them. The one who translates for us and the one who will kill the one who translates for us. They're both going to be coming on the same airplane to America.
We're told to prepare for large numbers of the Muslim Afghan refugees. And, Usama, one such location I just saw in the news is Fort McCoy, Wisconsin. This is western Wisconsin, right between Toma and Sparta, Wisconsin, preparing to receive what they call an unknown number of refugees. As you call them, Muslim Afghan refugees. Once they arrive, they're going to be processed. And then they said resettlement agencies are then tasked with securing housing and employment, enrolling the children in school, arranging doctor's appointments, and so on and so forth.
You put the word refugees in front of anybody, and American people with the naive heart think, wow, we're doing a good deed. We brought refugees from Somalia, Ilhan Omar. Okay, we brought refugees from Somalia who are already jihadi in Minnesota and many neighboring to yours where you are right now. We don't have a clue. You cannot add the word refugees to Muslims. They are not here as a refugees. They are here as immigrants. As Allah said in the Quran, those who believe and immigrated and perform jihad. The three steps. They are believers, they are Muslims, they are immigrated, those who are going to leave from one country to another, and perform jihad as the third step. Give the Muslims in America enough time to have the upper hand in America as it is right now in Afghanistan, and they will perform jihad in America. And these are the same Muslims whom you call refugees today.
Is this the same thing that you would say is happening with the Somali refugees, I use that term, in the Minneapolis area?
Everywhere where there's Muslims are, they are Muslims. When Muslims are small in numbers, they are weak, they are loving, they are peaceful, they are the best neighbor to have. But when their number grows, they will not only ask for the right Sharia Islamic law, but they will force their Sharia against you. Haven't we learned anything from England? Have we learned anything from the Muslims who live in London and Paris? Why are we repeating the same foolishness, the same mistakes? Do you think the Muslim in America will be different than the Muslim of Europe? They believe in the same Allah, they believe in the same Muhammad, they believe in the same Quran, they believe in the same Islamic ideology. They will tell you, we prefer Sharia over the stupid American laws. What more do you want to hear from them? Here in Minnesota and in New York, we got the video to show this. American people. Muslims. Go ahead, brother.
I was going to say, I'd like to share a quote that is in the New American. It's just published yesterday. And it says, now that the Taliban have defeated the U.S. puppet government in Afghanistan, President Biden is about to compound the error of President George W. Bush, who began the ill-fated adventure in the graveyard of empires with two more. First, Biden plans to import 30,000 Afghans and put them on military bases in Texas and Wisconsin. From there, of course, they'll fan out into the heartland, but that's not the worst of it. He will not prioritize the evacuation of remaining Americans. So yet another predictable U.S. foreign policy debacle, they write, leads to what could become a major problem, the importance of Islamic refugees who, if they don't become radicalized and learn to hate the country, might have children who do. That's the New American Report.
Brother, I cannot say it in much better words than that. This is the perfect wording I've ever heard. Muslims do not work in one generation like we do. What Muslims will say in America, what I cannot do, what I cannot finish for Allah, which is perform jihad, it will be practiced by my great-grandchildren. Not just 10, 20, 30 years. Muslims look for the next 50 years, the next 100 years. And that's when it is too late for America to do anything about it. The war we're supposed to fight overseas will be fighting in America. And trust me, American people are so naive, they will give it up, and they're so cowardly, they will give it up, especially liberal Democrats. They will give it up, and they just let them have America as long as they just let us live without hunting us, without beheading us in America.
And that won't happen, though, will it?
I think it will happen 100%. Just keep...
No, what I mean is you won't be able to negotiate. You know, just be kind to us, don't do harm to us, and we'll let you come here.
No, of course not. Yeah. When the Muslims have the upper hand, the Quran... Allah's word, Quran 47:35, is very clear. Do not be weak and do not call for peace when he has the upper hand. How in the world we can miss that verse? It's happening in Libya, it's happening in Syria, it's happening in Iraq, it's happening in Afghanistan, it's going to happen in America. It's the same verse, it's the same ideology. When I have the upper hand, I'm not going to make peace with you. I'm going to destroy you. I'm going to crush you. I'm going to make you and your children slaves for me. And that's exactly what we're here, to rule you, unless... Just say the Shahada and become a good Muslim, and it will not harm you.
I'd like to bring up another aspect to our discussion here, and it's persecution. And we encourage you listeners to be praying for believers in Afghanistan. I mean, this morning we received a press release from In Christ Communications regarding a SAT-7, that's a Middle East media ministry, that Taliban militants are even pulling people off public transport, killing them on the spot if they're Christians or considered ethnically impure. And then they also reported from sources that the Taliban was demanding people's cell phones. And if they find a downloaded Bible on the device, they would kill them immediately. They indicated the Taliban has spies and informants everywhere. Some Christians, Usama, they said, were told, don't even trust your own family members. Could you comment on this aspect of Christian persecution?
Sure. When you became a Christian, when you apostate from Islam, according to Sharia, you must be put to death. The blood of the Muslim cannot be shed except in three cases. In the case of murder, if you kill a Muslim, in case of adultery, or in case of apostation. So you leave Islam, you must be put to death. The first people who hate you after becoming a Christian is your own father, your own mother, your brothers, sisters, your family members. These are the ones who normally kill their own family members after becoming a Christian. So how in the world do you accept that the Christian who became a Christian in Afghanistan, the fruit of the hard work of our Christian believers in Afghanistan, the missionary who went to Afghanistan, how do you expect them to live free or to be able to just walk to the airport and flee to America? Most likely we're going to have more Muslim jihadi coming to America from Afghanistan, but not the born-again Christians. Those who left Islam and became a Christian, those are going to be left behind, and they will be crushed. They will be beheaded. The men will be killed, and the women will be raped and taken as sex slaves. That is what happened in Iraq, in Syria, under the ISIS, and that's exactly what will repeat itself under the Taliban. So this is the reality. Persecution is coming severely to our Christian brothers and sisters in the country of Afghanistan.
Usama Daktak, our guest, we're going to take a quick break and have a little bit more information. We'll also be giving you opportunity to call in, so stand by here for that information here momentarily. This is Crosstalk on VCY America.
Having to prove the existence of God to an atheist is like having to prove the existence of the sun at noon on a clear day. Yet millions are embracing the foolishness of atheism. Now from Ray Comfort comes The Atheist Delusion. This 60-minute DVD pulls back the curtain and reveals what is going on in the mind of those who deny the obvious. It introduces you to a number of atheists who you'll follow as they go where the evidence leads, find a roadblock, and enter into a place of honesty that is rarely seen on film. You'll hear the compelling questions that cause them to doubt their atheism. You can obtain one copy of The Atheist Delusion for a donation of $5, 5 copies for a donation of $18, or 10 copies for a donation of $25 by calling 1-800-729-9829. Simply call VCY America at 1-800-729-9829. 1-800-729-9829.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America. Usama Dakdak is our guest today. As a matter of fact, they said at the beginning of the program today, you're going to be hearing discussion on the program that you're not going to be getting from the national media. Usama has been devoting his life to reveal the truth about Islam, and that's the driving force behind all that is taking place. Usama, we were just talking about the Christian persecution going there, and I understand there's also concern that the Taliban is taking children away from Christian families and turning them into sex slaves, the girls and the boys, into Islamic fighters.
Brother Jim, we're facing a bigger problem than American people can handle in Afghanistan. As a matter of fact, as long as we have Biden in the White House, or old Biden, this open border will bring more chaos to America than we can ever even think. And I know that Mr. O'Biden will tell us, as we have heard yesterday from his speech, that this is something he inherited from Mr. Donald Trump. Let me tell you what he inherited from Mr. Donald Trump. He inherited from Mr. Donald Trump a great, strong country. And in the first day when he holds a pen in his hand, and I don't know, was he even aware of what he signed, these executive orders, one after one, he canceled every great thing he received from Mr. Donald Trump in this country. And I'm not going to mention them here because that's not the topic or the time for the show for today. But what is so important is when Mr. Trump said that we will leave Afghanistan, he was doing the right thing. That's exactly what I talked about 20 years ago. I said, we do not need to go to Afghanistan. We do not need to go to Iraq unless we're planning to kill every Muslim in planet Earth. Because killing few leaders here and there does create bigger enemy, stronger enemy to us than we can ever handle. We tried this 200 years ago under President, I can't remember his name, when we were to the war in Iraq, in Morocco to, from Morocco to Libya. These five countries, four countries actually, were there for 5 years. I cannot recall the president's name. Thomas Jefferson.
Jefferson. Yeah.
And we lost them.
Mm-hmm.
And we repeat the same thing again today. So what I'm hoping to see is somebody takes that position, not his Kamala Harris because she's worse, somebody else, to fix this great damage which happened in this country, which if we don't fix it in the next term election, 2022, for sure America is gone. So we need to close our borders because I promise you there are more criminals, jihadis, terrorists are coming through our southern border because we're not doing the right thing. Now, the executive order he did, he can't say everything good. And he could not fix the problem of leaving Iraq, Afghanistan to come to America because he does not want to fix it. He want to make it chaos. He's exactly doing what's right. Because what was so hard for him to bring all the Americans out of Afghanistan before he takes the last 2,500 soldiers we have there? Mm-hmm. No, he want to bring chaos because somehow they like to bring chaos to this country and bring that chaos to America as he will continue to do wrong decisions, one after another, to bring these Muslim refugees, whatever name you want to call them, to America.
Well, and this is what's important here is that in this withdrawal that was taking place that he and let me play the audio clip, Usama, and this is what he said just last month.
Sure.
Takeover of Afghanistan now inevitable?
No, it is not. Because you have the Afghan troops at 300,000, well-equipped as any army in the world. And an air force against something like 75,000 Taliban. It is not inevitable.
Mr. President, thank you very much. Your own intelligence community has assessed that the Afghan government will likely collapse.
That is not true.
Can you please clarify what they have told you about whether that will happen or not?
That is not true. They did not reach that conclusion.
So what is the level of confidence that they have that it will not collapse?
The Afghan government and leadership has to come together. They clearly have the capacity to sustain the government in place.
And do you see any parallels between this withdrawal and what happened in Vietnam with some people feeling...
None whatsoever. Zero. What you had is you had entire brigades breaking through the gates of our embassy. Six, if I'm not mistaken. The Taliban is not the North Vietnamese army. They're not remotely comparable in terms of capability. There's going to be no circumstance where you see people being lifted off the roof of a embassy in the, of the United States from Afghanistan. It is not at all comparable. So the question now is, where do they go from here? That the jury is still out. But the likelihood there's going to be the Taliban overrunning everything and owning the whole country is highly unlikely.
Oh, that was said just last month, Usama.
Everything he said was the opposite of what happened in the last few hours. As I was going to say a little bit earlier, I thought your soundbite was over, but it was not. He said that 300,000 military trained, equipped people of Afghanistan. I don't know where he come up with this number. Remember when we left Iraq and Mr. Obama repeats the same thing? We got army in Iraq. These people do not even know how to drive a car, not to drive a tank or to fly an aeroplane. These are not trained. And then he said 75,000 Taliban, these are nothing. We got 24 million people in the country of Afghanistan. 40% of them or more are Taliban. So I don't know where he come up with these numbers. These people make up numbers. Like I was watching CNN this morning, 95% of the American people are in total support and agreement that what Mr. O'Biden did is good and it's the right thing to do. Where did he come up with these numbers? Like he got 82 million people in America vote for him. Where did he come up with these numbers? Are we really that stupid to believe any numbers he shoot on by their lips of the president or his team? These are a bunch of liars, criminals. They are literally circus players. They should not be anywhere in power in this country because they're professional liars. And the sad thing is, when the American people hear these numbers, he believes it. Well, this reporter, she heard him, and she believed him. What happened 30 days later? The opposite of what he said.
Yeah.
Now, is he going to be responsible for these decisions, foolish decision he made?
No, he's blaming President Trump.
Of course, it had to be Trump's fault.
Usama Jaktak is our guest. Our phone number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. Your questions for Usama Jaktak today. Usama is the founder of the Straight Way of Grace Ministry. His website is thestraightway.org, thestraightway.org. We're talking about the Taliban taking Afghanistan, but really the ideology behind what Islam really is. And now the other aspect, Usama, is we're seeing I believe there's going to be an outpouring of support, not only from China, but we're going to see it from Turkey, other Islamic nations. They're congratulating the Taliban on the defeat of America.
Sure, absolutely. We have lost, and we will always be called losers, especially when you have somebody like Joe Biden in the White House. He's a continuation of Obama. That's why I call him O. Biden. People think I'm making a mistake. I don't know how to spell his name. No. He's exactly the one who apologizing to the Muslim world, the one who is bowing the knee to the Taliban, and he's the one who will give them what they desire in the next few months, if not few hours. They may get everything they desire to get out of America within next few hours. As he has to make some deals with them. They have the upper hand. We are so weak. Yeah. They're so strong. They will control. And literally, I cannot imagine what will happen if I have another September 11 in America in the next few days.
Yeah, well, there's a terror watch list that's going out now from Department of Homeland Security as far as watching for terrorism. They just put a bulletin out last Friday. We'll be talking more on that with Matt Staver on Thursday's program. But, folks, the issues that are at hand, and they're escalating. And now we have, in essence, the president negotiating with the Taliban. Don't do harm to the embassy. Please.
He's begging them, Brother Jim. See, Mr. Trump, he negotiates with the Taliban. But he draw a line, very strong line, said, you do any of these things which we know you will do, I will crush you. Remember what I did to ISIS? He's not talking from an empty head. He's talking from a record. He proved the world, the Muslim world, that he can wipe out Taliban if he chooses to. That's why in the last few months, a year plus, we don't have one death of American soldiers. What? Not one death. Now watch how Mr. O'Biden will negotiate with the Taliban from the weak point. Please don't harm me. Please don't kill my people. Please. What can I give you?
Yeah,
that's exactly what he's going to be doing.
And he's sending thousands of troops back to Afghanistan. Let's go to the calls. Caller from Wisconsin, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, I wanted to mention that if you go to Dr. J. Smith, Islam.org.com, and Sander Films and get their real history, which is all lies.
That, well, that's what Usama's got right here, too.
Parallel to the Christian faith, that you can give them something, and then it's up to God to turn them.
I'll tell you what, Fred, Usama, you've got materials there that people can give out on the truth about Islam. You've got a little booklet on the violent verses and so forth as well.
Sure. We got The Straight Way to Eternal Life, a good booklet written to lead Muslims to Christ, and exposes the truth about the violence of Islam that maybe some of the Muslims or even Americans do not know how literally Taliban is the real picture of Islam as it was in the case of every Muslim jihad organization in the past.
Let's go to Barry in Tennessee. You're on the air.
Yeah, as the brother is saying, you know, the church is the answer to the problem, and it is the problem. If the church would get on its face before God, get serious with God, we would begin to see God move on these situations. We can do all these things in our human self to try to alleviate the problems, and that's only limited to a certain amount. But when you get the supernatural involved, when you get God involved in it, see, all this stuff is all happening in our world and in our country because the church is forsaking the gospel, just as the brother's been trying to tell us. If we get back to business with God, our preachers begin to start preaching the uncompromised gospel, we'll see God move on these things and stuff will start going away.
Thank you, Barry, for that. And Usama, I know as you have declared that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
For lack of knowledge. And you know what I said, Brother Jim, 20 years ago? Have we ministered to the Muslims of America? I know I said that and I repeat myself. The scripture teaches to go to the end of the world. The Great Commission is to go to Afghanistan, not to go on war in Afghanistan, to kill bin Laden in Afghanistan, but to share the truth of the gospel with the Muslim of Afghanistan. Do you know that the Muslim Afghani, like the Muslim Pakistani, do not have a clue what is Islam? They have never read the Quran in the Arabic language. They never understand. They just follow blindly the leaders there. But if we have ministered to the Muslims who live in America and lead them to Christ, there is enough Afghani in America to change Afghanistan for Jesus for good for eternity. But, like the brother said, we're not educated about Islam, and we don't care about leading the Muslims to Christ, not around the world, not even the one who live with us here in America.
Thank you, Barry. We're going to E.T. in Tennessee as well. You're on the air.
Yes, it's being reported that a former Gitmo detainee is now one of the leaders of the Taliban, and that President Obama traded this Gitmo detainee for Bergdahl, the American traitor. And would it be too strong to say that this is treason and President Obama should be brought up on charges of aiding and abetting our enemy and the money he gave to Iran? I mean, was he on their side or ours?
Thank you.
That's treasonous.
Thank you very much. And New York Post is just reporting that story, Usama.
Yes, indeed. As a matter of fact, I look at my presentation, revealing the truth about jihad and terrorism, where I see the five men whom Mr. Obama exchanged for Bo. And sadly, this is the agenda of the Democrats in America. They will continue to put the Muslim world first, and we will be last.
That's a headline here from right now. It's the New York Post. Taliban leader freed from Guantanamo Bay in 2014. Swap by Obama. Back in a minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. On Sunday, August 15th, 2021, my friend and broadcast partner, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung, of Prophecy Today, went home to be with the Lord. It was a quick sickness, just a matter of days. In fact, 2 weeks to the day that he died, he was preaching in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And then he passed away after having complications from COVID. Dr. DeYoung has a long global ministry. From Day of Discovery to his own ministry, Prophecy Today, he reached untold millions. His greatest love was teaching the Bible, the Word of God, and he did it faithfully and consistently. His helpmate, Judy, his wife of 60-plus years, was by his side, and they traveled literally all over the world together. His children walk with the Lord and continue his ministry. What a great heritage. The Bible says a special blessing comes to those who seek to understand prophecy. I believe today Jimmy DeYoung is receiving his blessed reward.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. As we shared yesterday on the broadcast, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung went home to be with the Lord. And tomorrow's program, we're going to be airing that most recent message that Dr. DeYoung gave at a VCY rally this past fall. He spoke in September of 2020 for a VCY rally, and we're going to be playing a portion of this message on tomorrow's broadcast, and trust you'll be able to tune in and certainly hear the heartbeat of Dr. Jimmy DeYoung as he, Usama, I know you often spoke at the same venues with Dr. DeYoung as he certainly spoke with great expectation of what is to come, with both the warning and also to declare that God's word is going to come to pass just as he has foreordained.
Sure, and you know what, when you listen to him and you hear his heart and his passion and his love for the church, and he spoke the truth boldly. He did not sugarcoat his talk, and I praise God for his legacy, and I'm glad that he is part of your ministry, because he maybe went to be with the Lord, but his voice and his truth and his teaching will always be recorded, and we'll always hear it more and more and as the years come. That is the beauty about being part of the VCY ministry, because you may die in the flesh, but the teaching and the truth you teach will always be alive. And I'm glad that you will celebrate his life tomorrow as we hear him one more time through your network.
Let's go to Laura calling from Arizona. Laura, you're on the air.
Hi, Usama. Thank you so much for everything you do and for all the information that you share with us. I just wanted to bring up a question or a fact, rather. Remembering the battle for Vienna in 1683, and you know how the Ottoman Empire was completely taken over Europe and they were finally going for Vienna. The Polish king stepped in and recognized God as the sovereign leader, as the Almighty, and, you know, they had wings on their uniforms, they had the cross, and they went against this Islamic force, which I believe, it was in the month of September, and so where I'm going is these Islamists do not forget their history, they do not forget dates, and they continue to do the same thing over our. And they are so forceful in trying to make sure that they conquer the world.
Yeah.
But if we recognize God is the Almighty, our Sovereign, you know, I try to keep my focus on eternity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's because it seems like there's so much going on.
Yeah. Thank you, Laura.
Well, Muslims will always fight, and their physical fight is the main reason for their existence in the last 1,400 years. But I do not believe we can fight Christian way for defense. We can defend our land. We can defend our family. We can defend the church. I'm talking about physical fight. But I'm not for going in war against the Muslim world, because this world belongs to the devil, Satan, Allah. And we need to take it in a spiritual way, as you said just a minute ago, that for eternity we need to fight for the soul of the Muslims. They are victims of Islam, and sadly, because we're not leading them out of the darkness of Islam to the truth of the gospel and to become a Christian, they will be used by the devil to bring death, destruction, and the theft in this world, because that is exactly the fruit which the devil want to accomplish in every Muslim and every unbeliever.
Laura, we appreciate your call. Jim is next in Kendall, Wisconsin. You're on the air, Jim.
Oh, I got a statement and a question. 15 years ago, we had a watchdog group come to our church, and they were talking about the concentration camps that's being built in the United States. I had it confirmed by a Christian that had security at Fort McCoy, and it was already built, and the wires are turned inside on top, and it's labeled as a storage unit, but it's built just like the concentration camps in Germany was.
What is your question?
My question is, if we get all of these refugees at Fort McCoy, what keeps them from just taking over? Because the way it sounds, they'll have more refugees there than they will have personnel at Fort McCoy itself. So what keeps them from just taking Fort McCoy over and then having our whole...
Yeah, and I'm guessing, Jim, that they're going to be coming over in different waves, and then they're going to be processing them and resettling them. We're told that there are those groups, and many times there are religious agencies that will resettle them. They're being told right now through some of the media reports we've seen, be ready within 24 hours notice to process, you know, some of the refugees to come on over here.
And you know what, Brother Jim? I believe what's happened with the Muslim Somali is the same thing that's going to happen with the Muslim Afghani. The liberal churches, good Catholic and Lutheran liberal churches, will work so hard to make between a grand to five grand for every Muslim they're going to be resettling from Afghanistan to America. And these people not only will bring those whom we think are allies, but they will bring the rest of the family and their neighbors and their cousins, everybody else. You're not talking about 50,000. We're talking about maybe 4 or 5 million. Who knows? Maybe we'll remove all the Afghani from Afghanistan to different countries, different cities, and all over America. It's a sad story, Brother Jim. Yeah. It's a very sad story.
Thank you.
I believe it, you guys, too.
Thank you, Jim.
Keep up the good work. Thank you.
And one final caller from Tennessee, Merle, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell Osama, I thank you so much for your passion and your sense of urgency. Sometimes I wonder if there's anybody else out there that's seeing what we're seeing. And Obama's gotten mysteriously quiet, and I know this is going to be a big boost to the caliphate, putting it together. And you know, we lived under a twisted dark cloud for 8 years between 08 and 016, and I feel like that twisted cloud is back over us, and we need God Almighty to intervene. But I thank you, Osama, for your passion and your sense of urgency, brother.
Thank you, Merle, for your call here today. Usama, we have just less than a minute left. What would you like to leave with our listeners today?
If you have not read the Quran, I'm begging you, read the book.
Why?
The answer is in the book, because you will not understand what is a Muslim refugee except by reading the Quran, because when you have the word Muslim without have knowledge about the Quran, guess what? You may think you're bringing another good Baptist from Afghanistan or a good Catholic from Afghanistan. We're bringing our own destruction by our own hands to this country. And if we have not read the Quran to learn the truth about Islam, it's time to read it. It's now or maybe never. So read the Quran and study about Islam. Love the Muslim people who live with us in America. Let's share the truth about the gospel of Jesus Christ with the Muslims. But if you don't see that the person in front of you is a lost person and he needed the gospel to get saved, well, guess what? They will continue to come, and they will have the upper hand in America, and these liberals will give them all the rights, including practicing Sharia, Islamic law, in America, as they already are doing that in the early stages of Sharia.
Usama,
and God help us if we do not do what's right before it's too late.
Thank you, Usama, for being with us today. Usama Daktak, opening our eyes to the truth about Islam, and he's saying, folks, it's right there in print. Understand what they believe and what their agenda is. Go to his website, thestraightway.org. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.